up, world?
What's a good world?
Not much.
Nothing much in the world.
Yeah, here. I mean, enough energy, but yeah.
All right, so who are we? I'm Sky. I'm Fly. We're the place where the people fly. That doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't.
I'm blessed and I'm fresh in the wild, wild west, and I'm in with who?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Sil. She ate all day, two up, two down, chilling in the P&W where it's finally getting warm. And if anybody wants to come mow my lawn, I would really appreciate that.
Absolutely not. Okay, all right. And who are we? We are not mowing lawns, but we are Shea Butter FC, a podcast featuring two black women's perspectives on soccer, football, and everything between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that will moisturize your skin.
Lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women.
And so what are we doing this week?
So this week, we are going to run down week 4 of the NWSL.
And then we're going to give our SBFC superlatives.
Then we're going to bring you our latest installment of SBFC Word on the Street.
And then we're going to, I guess we're going to get some hits and riffs and rants and raves.
Yes, and we'll leave you all with an announcement. So, yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's get into it.
Mm-hmm. Go.
So week 4 included both midweek action and weekend games. Everybody played on the weekend. And we had 3 midweek games, and we'll just give you all the quick score lines. The Courage played Orlando at home and lost 1-2, thanks to goals from Sid LaRue and Michaela Clough. However, Brianna Pinto scored her first NWSL goal in that game. The second game was Rossing versus Wabe. I've been waiting all year for that. And Rossing won at home 1-0. Thanks to the free kick arts that they have going on down there.
I would like them classes in the Beach City.
All right. And then the third game was a highly anticipated Thorns versus Spirit match and ended in a draw with goals by, I forgot my email was on, sorry. With goals by Sophia Smith, the baby, and Ashley Hatch. And then at the weekend, we had 2 Saturday games, and we'll get into the second one in a moment, but just give you all score lines. The Thorns hosted the Houston Dash, and I would say upset of the weekend, or certainly one of them. Houston Dash won that game 2-0 with goals by Rachel Daly, who else, and a hell of an angle from Sophie Schmidt, who is not a goal scorer. And then the other match on Saturday, and like I said, we'll get into it in a moment, was Angel City versus Kansas City, with Angel City winning 1-0 on an own goal by Taylor Leach. And then on Sunday, we had 4 games. We had Courage versus Wabe, and this time Wabe came out ahead 1-0 with a goal from Alex Morgan. We will also talk briefly about Gotham versus Rossing. Rossing had another 1-0 victory thanks to a goal from Lauren Millay, with an assist from Jess McDonald, and we're going to talk about Gotham and Crossbars. Rain Spirit, for the third time this month, played in this time in Lumen, and it was a 0-0 draw. Those teams don't have to see each other again until the playoffs. And then Orlando and Chicago was probably the most entertaining game of the weekend. Chicago came out on top 4-2, and the return of Malpeau for the second half gave Chicago 2 goals and assist. So, yes. Those are the games for the NWSL. That's a lot. We have more this weekend. Everyone plays this weekend, and there is a midweek game tomorrow. We're recording this on a Tuesday between Little Rain and Kansas City. Yeah. And Lumen. What? Yeah.
Okay, wow. That's wild. Okay.
You didn't know. You would have forgot about that tomorrow. You'd be like, wait, there's a game. I know my dad would have gone. You're going to be like, wait, there's a game. Yes, there's a game tomorrow.
Why are you calling me out? Yes, that did happen last week. Where people were talking about some. I was up here. I was in the group chat just talking to myself. Then people was talking about some balls.
Yeah.
It might have been the Sidney LaRue goal.
Yeah, it was the Orlando, North Carolina game. He was like, wait, there's a game? I'm like, there's 3. He was like, wait. So, yeah, that happened. So what else we have?
Do we have game thoughts? Are we giving our game thoughts?
Yeah, we can touch briefly. I won't go as much into the midweeks just because the midweeks, though, I could watch that Portland Spirit game a lot of times.
Yo, that was wild. Was your life changed when you saw Trinity Rodman and Ashley Sanchez have to run?
Because
we
were recording the episode, y'all. The future? Yes.
Yeah, we were recording the episode and we both stopped mid-episode.
Yeah.
Because the whole Sonic sequence, she thought she scored.
She did.
And then these two just take off running. She did score, though. That is correct.
I tend to believe she probably should have gotten that goal.
Yeah. And then next thing you know, because they didn't score, well then Portland just sent that thing backwards.
Yeah.
And then you see Rodman and Hatch.
No, Sanchez. Not
Sanchez have to sprint.
Yep.
Full speed as center backs. And that still brings me joy.
And did it well, too. So yes, that was great hustle. Both of those players, you know, attacking players, but they absolutely will defend. A really good game, tactically speaking. I thought it was interesting. Wabi's obviously traveled because they started their season on the road. I think the better the midfield, the harder it is for them to defend for 90. And I thought Rossing deserved the win in that, and honestly thought they probably could have taken a few more chances. Kayla Sheridan is definitely going to win San Diego games. She's just a very good goalkeeper. They do free kicks better than anybody right now. So,
yes.
And I'll talk, you know, we could talk about Sunday as well. Like I said, I get to watch a lot of the Gotham Rossing game just because I was out of town. I was concerned about how DeMelo together, because they're pretty similar midfielders, but that seems to be smart. Like, they seem to be able to read each other well, and they're both rookies, and they can develop that chemistry, and that can last that team a while. And so they've got good pieces on that team, and I just, you know, I'll talk about this later, but I just think the best pickup of the offseason, and I'm not including expansion drafts, was Jessica McDonald to Racing. I just do, for a myriad of reasons. I don't know what to do. I never know what to do with Houston. I just don't know what Houston is from week to week. But that's what makes them a little scary, is they can kind of play anyway. Sometimes that works for them, and sometimes it works against them. It just depends on the week and who they're playing and how they're feeling, quite frankly. And keep in mind, they're dealing with an interim coach who was once a player herself. So she's just trying different tactical things, but it seems to be working so far, despite everything swirling around that club. So, that's my thing there. And then before I guess we hop into your game, because I also didn't get a chance to watch my team play on Sunday. And honestly, why should I? We've played the Spirit 800 times now. I don't need to watch that game again. But before we hop into that, North Carolina lost both their games this week. What's wrong with North Carolina?
It's simple. Put the correct pieces in their correct positions. Don't have forwards being midfielders. Don't have defensive players playing mid-forward.
Yeah, and I mean,
don't run the 4-3-2 if you don't have your stuff sound.
Yeah,
because it's like, did we not learn from last year? Because the same thing that happened this year is happening last. That happened last year is happening this year.
Yeah, you don't have the pieces to run that.
Yeah,
those pieces are gone.
They're gone.
Yeah,
you don't have it, or you do have them, but you need to play them.
That too.
In the right positions.
Let forwards be forwards. I think that there's stuff there. Obviously, getting Casey Murphy back will help. He's arguably the best goalkeeper in the U.S. right now. Though I'm sure a listener has something to say about that. It's early and we don't want to make judgments. Like, my team was in ninth place at some point last year, so I can't.
I mean, this happens.
You know, it's
this
five,
is early season,
team,
y'all.
The most a team has played is 5 games, right? So, it's
and
early.
It's 22.
But there's clearly stuff that needs to be corrected there. Even with the other pieces coming, because I forget every week that they got Gabon. Every week I forget they got Gabon.
Every week.
Like,
yeah, when did
I
she play?
On the sideline last game, I was like, oh no, they got Gabon. It's like,
Right.
But she won't come lightly until after Euros, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so. Getting Carolyn back is obviously to their advantage, and she should be back in the next couple of weeks if reports are to be believed.
But she might not be able to. Actually, Gavon might not be able to play. It might be similar to Lou Burt, where she can't play until June 1st.
That's true, and I don't know if she'll play now or if she's just going to wait till Euros. Like, I don't know what her her regimen is leading into that. I'm assuming she's going to get called up, though that's a dangerous proposition with France, because I don't know what Diakhé is doing at all. So, and neither do the French players. So, she probably, we talk about, obviously, Champions League later, but there's a strong possibility that she won't call up Amandine Henry, which, okay, sure. Sure. That's a thing you can do. But yeah, I think of all of the teams, right, North Carolina has no points. And they're not in games, but they just, something's not clicking. And all of the Challenge Cup teams are currently out of playoff position. The four semifinalists are all out of playoff position right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine that schedule definitely took its toll on players, and it's really just about depth.
So that actually is a good segue into the Angel City, Kansas City thing. Yes. I went to that game. I'm at all the games. But this time I wasn't in the press box. I was sitting in the founder suite. That was an interesting experience. But I will say this, for something that has not been talked about, I think people forget. Actually, I think Candace defended very well. And large swaths that has not been talked about in regards to this is the Kansas City Current used to be the Utah Royals. And who used to play for the Utah Royals? Kristen Press. And then AD French had a phenomenal goalkeeping game. And she was once a Portland Thorn who played with Simone Charlie. And so in particular, watching her know where both those players were going before they did what they did was pretty cool. And then you could tell even from a defensive standpoint how they were reacting before Kristen did things or Simone did things that helped with frustration. And then the midfield of Angel City, we'll talk about it later, was an issue. But I think this was important because even on that crazy own goal situation, going back looking at the film, how people were stepping, they were anticipating things Kristen was doing. And it's funny, particularly with Elizabeth Ball and AD French, who've both been victims of that highlight reel when Kristen came back from the World Cup and, you know, banged one in. Definitely, it was cool to see how they both corrected so that didn't happen on near post. But I mean, Kristen. I knew when she made that cut, like, it was cool seeing it live, and I'm glad that the Twitch camera picked it up. But it was cool seeing it live. I knew when she cut back and got the ball, she was just trying to hit somebody, or it was gonna do one of those crazy things where it curved back.
And she's done that before, right? Like,
yeah, she's done it before.
She's looking for that.
Yeah, she's looking to do it. And it was funny because it was like AD French was reacting to it. But I will say, since Kristen left Manchester United, she had been working on, and, you know, being able to be in, you know, get a touch and then launch a shot, that's been super powerful. She was falling backwards out the box, and she did that. And she kicked it with enough power that it hit her leg. It hit Leach's leg, and she kicked it in the goal that AD couldn't do nothing. And it was like, it was pretty cool.
Okay. Oh, I have a facetious question. I don't think it was, by the way. Was it out?
What?
Was the ball out?
What? No, it wasn't out. No. Okay. But I don't want VAR, because VAR at the wrong angle would have had you thinking so, but it wasn't out on the call of what VAR. Well, until the referees are fully trained, I don't want no VAR in this league.
There didn't seem to be a lot of protests.
Yeah, there wasn't no protests. Because, I mean, if you look at the play on the line, it looked in. That's what if you look at the line, that's why the line judge didn't go out, you know? But yeah, that was crazy. And then just looking, because I could see, I was like, oh no, I had flashbacks, because that's happened to me in goal, actually. And so it's like, that was pretty cool. So prop to KC defense. I'm glad Lola Labonte didn't play, because that would have been an issue.
Well, and Freya pointed her out as a player she was worried about, and then she didn't play.
Yes. Because, if she would have played, because there are things, I'm like, if the issue was if Elise Bennett and Kristen Hamilton had somebody to really connect with them. Yeah. I was just like, Lola Bonta. I was just like, oh, Lola Bonta. Oh, my God. She would have cooked us up.
And also somebody else who's familiar with you know, Kristen and some other players from their time with Casey or Utah.
Yeah. You could tell where they had wisdom to some things, and that was frustrating. But, I mean, Kristen Press is Kristen Press. I mean, that is real. other than that, I mean, yeah, I want your team to shoot. I want all rain to shoot.
I've been yelling about this since last season. Seriously. And people were like, but they're doing this. And we had, obviously, the Fringe 3 come over. And ELS, what she got in her groove, was out here putting goals in the back of the net. And you could, you know, she and Mauro have played together for so long, they could just find each other. We have shooters. That's what's so frustrating.
I was just I watched portions of that game and I was like, just shoot the ball.
The ball. We're trying to be so cute. We're like Barca was before they figured out, oh, you can just shoot the ball. Right? Not to compare us. Please don't. Barca fans aren't going through it. Please don't come in my mentions. But like that idea that you're so obsessed with the tactical and the movement of the ball that you forget the shooting part. And so I think Laura will of course correct, and I do think that she really wants to have those fundamentals down, but you gotta start peppering goalkeepers, man.
Yeah, you gotta shoot. And it's, I mean, that's a part of if you're arguing, do you take vets or young people to the qualifiers? Veterans know to shoot. And so you actually hurt.
Even when they shouldn't, buddy.
Get that Tyo Lucy mentality about you. But even when you shouldn't be shooting, you just shoot. Just shoot.
Always be shooting.
Because, I mean, Pino, I think she even yelled at somebody because it was like, just shoot.
It was Ali Watt.
Yeah, it was just like, shoot. And, I mean, even if, I mean, the beauty of not having crowds is when you could hear Kristen Press yell at people, shoot the ball. That's yes. What I'm like. Send all these veterans to camp so they can be yelling, shoot. Because being cute in front of goal, that's cute for a highlight, but that's not winning you games.
I don't know if all will go, but I do think between defense and attack, you'll have a lot. Also, we're very sparse in the midfield on the national team, but we'll talk about that another time.
That's another time.
That's why I'm not worried about Crystal Dunn coming back. But play Crystal Dunn in the midfield, you cowards.
You can play Lindsay Castorino.
Okay.
As a six. Oh, and then lastly, I was going to say, Mal Pugh, welcome back.
45 minutes. So yeah, like we said, the wildest game of the weekend was Chicago Orlando, which ended 4-2. Only one of those goals was scored in the first half. Mal Pugh came in at halftime and proceeded to get two goals and an assist.
To terrorize Orlando
off of a rebound off of a penalty she actually missed. There was actually two missed penalties in this game.
Yes,
one by Sid, one by Mal. But yeah, man, like she's so good, man. Like,
yeah, that game went from 0 to 100 because I saw that game.
She won't take this, pissing me off. But girl,
wow.
I didn't say anything. But she's so talented. Like, good God.
It literally went from what the heck am I watching to holy shit, this game. Who's gonna win this game? It was mass chaos in the second
half. Also, was Amy Turner on?
Was she on side? I don't know. I don't think she was. That's why Alyssa was pissed.
Yeah.
Pissed. She should have been pissed at the other goal because it's like after a certain point, Chicago said, fuck a defense.
Yeah.
And I was like, y'all gonna let them tie this game?
It was very vibey at the end.
It was getting very vibey. Yeah. It should have been 4-3. It could have been 4-4, to be honest with you.
There was a lot happening at the end of that game. I do think Chicago has good pieces. I just don't think people know their names. But I think...
Yeah, that's the problem. That's it. They have good pieces.
And oh, by the way, they're still bringing Sarah Luber back in. So...
Think Chicago... her and Mal?
Yeah, I think Chicago is a hard out.
Yes.
For people. So, yeah, we have that. Like I said, I didn't... Again, the spirit and OL have played each other 80 million times, so I did not get to watch that game in full because I wasn't home. But yeah, I mean, there's possibility those two teams see each other again. They might not. I think they both go to the postseason. But yeah, we got to figure out our shooting, and Washington just needs a good night's sleep, apparently, but they won't get it for a while. And rotating their players, and they miss Andy Sullivan. So she played on Sunday. So they need to work her back in, and please stop putting Ashley Sanchez up top. That's a terrible idea.
Like, what are you doing? She's a midfielder.
Put her in the middle. That's where she's dangerous.
Like, what the hell?
I understand wanting goals, but like, yeah, dude, she's
no,
a midfielder.
No, that's not it. Don't. She's put her as a midfielder. Don't figure it out until y'all play us, till after you play us, though.
Okay. Well, that's not till like later in the year. So it's all
Later in the year. Well, shit, you better have figured it out. But anyway, it's that time for the superlatives.
Yes.
Drop that beat. All right. So the Shea Butter Bomb of the Week goes to...
That Sophia Smith goal against the Spirit was beautiful.
What a bomb. It was a bomb.
Yes, it was a bomb.
And then the boom was by who?
Brianna Pinto's first NWSL goal, and it was a beauty for her to keep her center and launch that with her left.
Yeah.
She releases good. It was a good, it was just a well stricken goal. So congrats to her for her first goal.
And I also will say, you know, it's amazing what happens when you just play the midfielder in the midfield. Okay.
Right, right.
The Shea Butter Dom is...
Oh, Malphie.
Okay.
Honorable mention goes to Jess McDonald.
Oh, yeah. Although, if somebody would have just stopped, she could have stopped. Okay, I'm sorry.
You gotta let that one go.
And Shea Butter and one, Kristen Press. Yo, it was fire on tape. It was fire live. Yeah, it was nice.
It's the fact that she does that with some consistency that is, really
she
unfair.
Cooked somebody else up. She was cooking people up. She was a whole and one mixtape whole game.
And honestly, I still thought y'all should have gotten her the ball more because the person defending her was not going to be able to defend her. But alas.
Well, somebody.
Midfielding.
Okay, we're not going to talk. It's midfield. It's midfield. And then Shea Butter Brick.
I picked the crossbar.
Yeah.
Against Gotham.
They said absolutely not.
Yeah. Crossbar was the real winner. On Sunday, I fell for Gotham. That's brutal. Then, like, Christy Mewis' shot got, like, stopped twice in, like, 2 minutes or something like that.
Yep, yeah. It just, like, doing. Shea Butter mic check. I mean, Gotham.
Yeah. Basically. They had a few. Mitch Purse had one. I thought that was an unfair scoreline for them.
Shea Butter heat check. I mean, the madness that was the delegation between Angel City and Kansas City, there was a lot of violence. And then there was a lot of check-in situations. And then Racing Louisville versus Gotham.
Yes.
The few delegates, you know, interchanging. It was getting physical.
It was getting physical. Wow.
Shea Butter Sutton. Mallory Pugh,
getting 2-1 in 45 minutes.
Because why not? Go off.
Imagine being able to miss games and still probably be an MVP. What a life.
Right. Wow. Go off. Shea Butter Furniture moving.
Well, first, I want to preface this by saying Elizabeth Ball gets screwed over by this league a lot.
Yes.
The league owed her one. She absolutely hooked Simone Charlie.
I was like, yo, it was just as bad live as it is on TV. It was bad.
She absolutely hooked her.
If Simone would have went swinging and it would have been a brawl and we would have had to go to commercial break, I wouldn't have blamed her. Because it was like, girl, what?
Yeah.
Because it was funny. AD was moved to where she would have she would have had a good chance of stopping. Mm-hmm. Simone, if she don't, she don't. But it was like, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
So that was a wild sequence.
Yeah, it really was. It was on TV as well. And Simone and Charlie then got a wreck. First of all, they called the foul on her even though she got hooked. It was definitely on Elizabeth's ball. And then Simone and Charlie got a yellow card for dissent for kicking the ball.
Yeah.
Which, if the call is bad, I feel like she should be able to dissent a little bit. I understand keep the game in the balance. And she knows she can't do that. But like,
yeah. But yeah. Come on, man. She hooked her leg.
Yeah.
So that was wild. And then Get Your Fits Right, Sydney LaRue with the green situation and the green nails.
Bringing Orlando into the conversation. We appreciate it.
Yes.
And then Player of the Week. I mean,
Malphie.
We just said Malphie. In half the time. Okay. So those are your superlatives for the week. And now... Let's get into Word on the Street. We're going to keep it brief, and this episode brief, because we'll have way more for you next week.
Yes.
But the game of the weekend was actually in Europe. It was the UEFA Women's Champions League final.
I was about to go, doom. Oh, sorry. That's wrong.
The wrong tournament.
Ooh, that was an earthquake. Hold on. We here. All right, let's go.
Oh, no. Okay. So it was between reigning champion Barcelona.
Wow.
And
get your
seven-time champion. I'm about to fix it. Seven-time champion Lyon in Turin, Italy, where Juventus plays. And this was a hell of a game. It was a good game. I don't think you did predictions. My prediction was 3-3 and PKs to Lyon because I always pick the better goalkeeper. One of those teams scored 3 goals. One of those teams did not. Lyon was better. Like, I don't know what else to tell people. Lyon won, by the way, 3-1 I don't even know what to say about that Amandine Henry goal. Is that goal enough for us to forgive her for them damn cornrows?
I mean.
Okay.
I mean, it's indifferent. I mean, I have my own thoughts.
I know, and stuff. But I was more offended that they weren't done well. But, okay.
Yeah, because that was a mess. You were right. That was a disaster. If you're going to get cornrows,
you're going to do it. Like, Jesus,
do it correct.
Get somebody to do it.
Have it lined up. Like, an old girl from, Melissa, what you call it? When she has to for her wigs.
Okay.
But anyway.
I have feelings, but I will let that go. Anyway, a worldly of a goal after I thought it was a good tackle. I'm sure Barca fans did not. Against reigning Ballon d'Or winner Alexi Putellas. It just launches it from outside the box. And it's a screamer, and it's a beautiful goal. It's one of the best goals I've seen in recent memory. And then the second goal to the all-time leading goal scorer in Women's Champions League went to Ada Hegerberg on a wonderful header. But the revelation of the season for me has been Salma Bacha. And she laid that ball perfectly. Like, she's 21. And she completely shut down Carolyn Graham Hansen. She absolutely emptied her pockets that night, and CGH fell out. And then the third goal. Who scored the third goal?
Oh, Katarina McCargo.
Might be good at soccer. Might be.
It might be a little bit.
Yes, Kat Macario scored the third goal. And also was just really good at defending, shutting down, particularly Bon Mati. And another American started in Lindsay Cascarino / Delphi Horan. And actually played really well. So,
was the most NWSL international game I've ever seen in my life.
Barcelona got done in large part by 2 midfielders who used to play for the Portland Thorns. Like, we're playing very NWSL
style football shut down Barcelona.
Yeah,
like,
that
it
physicality.
Did. It looked real similar to what happened in the ICC situation. I'm just saying.
Well, and I think there had been a lot of talk about how they had gotten more physical and all of this other stuff. And I'm like, you might have gotten physical to beat everybody else but Lyon, because they got hit in the mouth and they did not know what to do. Yeah. They did get one back from Alexia, obviously. She's always going to get goals. She's got the dog in her. But a lot of her teammates didn't.
Yeah,
at least on Saturday.
Well, yeah, and the only other two that did were Jenny and Ashwala, and then they didn't play them together.
I can't believe you have to put Ashwala in sooner. Like, you needed somebody to do hold-up play and partner up top.
Yeah.
Because Jenny wasn't by herself up top, but I couldn't tell you.
You can tell. And she was the only one in the box, and then she was getting frustrated, like, yo, give me the ball.
Yeah.
And then they were crowding her, and it was like, yo, like, I mean, my whole thing, I didn't really give a prediction because I said it's going to depend on tactics from both teams, particularly with Barcelona, because they were doing stuff where I was like, yo, if you don't come correct and you do stupid shit like this where you don't play Jenny and Ashwell at the same time, then you going to lose the game. And then they lost the game. So it was kind of frustrating to watch.
Yeah, I think they struggle to play multiple styles, right? Like, the way they play is so refined. It's so repetitive. It's so all of these things, it probably consumes most of their training. And because it's work, right? They didn't lose in the league this year. They had a pretty easy path through the Champions League, both group stages and knockout stages. They were never really threatened outside of maybe a couple of passes from, you know, Madrid and Wolfsburg, who did beat them in the second leg after it was out of reach. But they haven't really had to adapt. And I think there's a few things. One, I think the way Wolfsburg played them in the second leg of the semifinal, and I think the way Real Madrid played them, and I'm going to say it, the way the Dash played them in the preseason, even though it was a preseason, I think they all have very similar game plans, right? And it included the physicality, cutting off the passing lanes early, closing it down so they can't exploit the space, all of the things that Barcelona do well. And I would like to point out, in that same preseason tournament, Lyon did play Barcelona and they won 1-0, and I'm pretty sure it was either Amandine Henry or Amel Mesri who scored in that game. And I think part of it was, at this time, Lyon had done their turnover, and I think after that they were like, yeah, we could beat them. Like, I genuinely think, because they didn't even have Ada back, they didn't have a couple of other players back, Kat didn't play in that tournament, that kind of thing. But yeah, and congratulations to Lyon coach Sonia Bonpasta, who is the first person to ever win the Women's Champions League as a player and as a coach. And shout out to, she WUSL, or was she, was she in the second iteration of the league or the first? She played for the Freedom, so I want to shout her out. She did play stateside as well as many other places in Europe, but she is a Lyon legend. And now that is solidified, and they are lit. They are still drunk, I think. So congratulations to Lyon for their eighth.
And I will also say, please look at film. Like, when y'all look at film, don't just look at national team film. Look at film from other leagues, even the leagues you don't think are worthy.
Yes.
Because that is the stuff that in a championship situation, they pull in real good teams, pull all the film from everywhere to tap your behind.
Exactly. You can learn some. Every league is valid, right? Soccer is for everyone, and we can play in all sorts of ways. And so you can learn things when you look elsewhere. Yes. So, again, congratulations to Lyon Footballing Heritage. Yeah, they earned it. So, enjoy yourselves. And they get to play PSG this weekend, so good for them. Because the league season isn't over yet. Yes, both of those teams play this weekend, actually. So that happened. Also, shout out Chivas.
Why you gotta be like that? Chivas won. Congratulations, y'all. Look at you winning games.
Chivas beat Pachuca 4-3 on aggregate in the Liguilla final. And now Chivas will play Rayadas because they both won the league this season. League. So,
just go to somebody will. Somebody win.
All let's I care about is me official being okay. That's all I care about right now.
Yes, me official's good.
Okay, good.
And why is that important? Because, guess what?
We had an announcement today.
Yes. The great Tigres is coming to Los Angeles, and they're going to play Angel City.
Yes.
In a friendly.
It's a partnership, by the way. Yes. It's not just a set of friendlies, because Tigres has played friendlies with the Houston Dash before. Yes. But this is a partnership between Tigres and Angel Cities Angel City on equal footing. So this August 10th to be exact, Tigres will play Angel City in Los Angeles at Bank of California Stadium. And then in 2023, Angel City will go to Monterrey and play in the vaunted Chivas. I mean, so, look at that. Freudian slip. In the vaunted Tigres Stadium. I know. I mean, I'm leaving the door open for other NWSL teams to do the same thing if they would like to do that. It's right for everybody. And it just doesn't have to be that team. A lot of y'all got large Latinx communities in your cities. Just putting that out there. So yeah, I think this is a really cool partnership. They're also doing a lot of like community efforts. So both teams are going to visit what some of the work being done in the community is when they're in each other's cities. Other stuff with like training players, stuff like that. So it is a pretty unique partnership. Like I said, two teams on equal footing. So it's not, you know, it's not lip service. It's the real deal. And for those at Angel City who bought season tickets, it is included in your season tickets.
Yes, that's your extra game.
Yes. So
I'm going to be there with bells on.
No business trying to go to a game that's close to school starting. But guess who's going to this game close to school starting? Because I'm going to go see this game.
Hotel Sky is open.
Yeah. Apparently. Oh, yeah. I just got to get down there on the plane. So
It's going to be about there. It's about to be out. It's going to be lit on a Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Then just shouting out, the W is in full effect. If you have not been watching, please do so. It is fun this year. There are a lot of good teams. I think right now the Aces and the Mystics look a cut above everybody else.
Yes.
Jackie, I got your lead goal scorer. Look at that. Yes, the Aces do need depth, but man, do they look like they're having fun.
Yeah, they are fun.
Ooh, I know they get cussed out, but I know they have fun. But they also have fun.
Yo, because even last night, they was whooping that behind, and Becky looking like, what in the world are you doing? So it's like, it's cool. It's pretty cool to see. Still I'm excited.
Becky Hammond might be a good coach, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. So she would have been good for an NBA team. Anyway, it's cool to see one of my favorite players coach her old team.
Yeah.
And then seeing how she behaved as a player get executed as a coach. I'm living the dream, man.
Yeah. So there's a certain way.
And even seeing the Mystics healthy. The Mystics are they even completely healthy yet?
No, they still got pieces coming back. They're horrifying. Man. They go down 20 points and it doesn't matter.
It don't matter. They just come back.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
Please watch the W. Go to, again, like we say with women's soccer, please go to games. It's always better in person. The atmosphere is better in person. Support the W. And just always. Turn on the AC. Turn on the AC and the. I'm not calling it that Staples Center.
That's not what his name in, okay, the Staples Center. Turn on the AC.
It used to be the Staples Center. And then also, lastly, and I'll say this every week until it happens, get BG home, man.
Yeah. We see you, BG. We love you.
We love you, man. We want you home safe. So, yes, and with that.
His and Ruth's. So who's going first? Me? Of course. All right, because I wrote there first.
I don't know why you asked. Just went.
So the yesterday, because there's no vibe for this. I mean, I could do yesterday and today, because why not? We flying through this episode. My yesterday was I Know What You Want by Busta Rhymes.
Wow.
Baby, never give it to you, give it to me.
There's a video of them doing that like 5 years ago, and they look like your drunkest auntie and uncle at the family reunion. It was hysterical.
Okay, now I gotta go find that.
Yes, please. It was hilarious.
And then the other one is That Your Chick by Memphis Bleek.
Wow.
Is That Your Chick? That is not what that says, but it's gonna say, Is That Your Chick?
Yes.
As it will on a playlist. We'll talk about that later. And then today, I like the new Logic Vinyl Days. Him featuring DJ Premier. I'm like, are we getting the old Logic back? Because then I need an old Logic album, and I'm excited. Okay. Even though you was retired like 5 times. And then Everything by Kalani.
Yes. It's all, okay. Those are good. Those are good picks. All right. Yeah, I told you I was going to do this. So my yesterday, for whatever reason, this song has been in my head all week. Stiletto Pumps. Sorry, it turns very aggressive. It's called Stiletto in parentheses Pumps by Crime Mob.
Yeah, yes. It used to be the jam.
Oh, most
used to be taking. I used to take back in the day when I wore heels. That's hilarious if you know. I used to take off my heels and then I'd be like, heels at the club. I got Stiletto. And we was like dancing on the tables in the.
Yeah. Crime Mob does not make songs that you sit still to. That's what that is.
Not at all.
You might do some other things too, but you will definitely not sit still.
Either gonna twerk it down or you gonna shut it down.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Peacemaker. And then my throwback is a specific.
Wow.
If I ever fall in love, it has to be the acapella version.
Why?
Because it's better.
No, it's not.
I think it's the better version. This is my list. How you gonna? It's my list. Damn.
I was waiting on you to cuss me clean.
It's on the same album. They can listen to both versions. It's fine. But sorry, it's If I Ever Fall in Love by Shy. And I prefer the acapella version.
Are you going to karaoke that?
We'll see, son. We'll see. We'll talk about it on Sunday.
Ever in love again.
And many, many, many young black girls were in love with the. Who was the tall, light, bright? What was his name?
I don't know.
Damn. I gotta ask my sister. My sister was in love with that dude. Sorry. I didn't mean
he was a toffee situation.
Yeah, he was like toffee. Yeah. He was like Rihanna colored or something like that. But like, yes. But that is the throwbacks. And then for me today, it's PBC, which stands for Pretty Black Cute, Flo Milli. And then my slow jam is I've Been by Ari Lennox. I like Ari. So yeah, that's what I got.
All right. Rants and raves.
It's gonna be brief. I feel like I had a longer rant about this. I made a voice memo and everything. I was real proud of myself in the moment. That energy's gone. But it's basically just to point out, I think we all rightfully have issues with the refereeing in the NWSL. And I think, again, that's very valid. I just want to caution people. One, fouls and calling fouls are not moral judgments, right? We cannot equate people's character to if they foul somebody or not. And I'm not saying everybody who fouls is an upstanding citizen. But what I am telling you is the minute you assign what happens on the pitch, moral value, it's always going to come back on black and brown player. Mm-hmm. So I just want to be very careful because we talked about this, right? I'll point out right before the Wave match on Sunday, Turnbow caught a 1-game suspension for an elbow that she had gotten off against Louisville on Wednesday. And how she toes the line, right? And it just so happens most of the time, if you were a white player, you get called gritty. If you're a black player, you get called a lot of not nice things. And so who gets to toe that line and do all of that stuff? always comes back to race, at least in some part. And so I just want us to be very careful. I love the coaches are defending their players. I have no problem with Chris Ward doing that. And he did get a fine today. By the way, the league will not announce that Laura Harvey was also fined after the Challenge Cup when she says something. So I do want people to know not everybody who gets fined gets mentioned, right? And it's really inconsistent. There's really no rhyme or reason. But yeah, I just wanted to point out like that part of his speech when he was talking about character. I was like, you can't. Like, I think Sam Saw's probably a very good person. She absolutely almost broke Carolyn's ankle. You can't. You cannot make it about protecting only your players. This is a league issue. And the league is at fault and pro is at fault. And honestly, players and coaches and refs are natural adversaries, right? For lack of a better word, the rest of the police, right? And who wants to deal with the police? But the best thing we can do as fans and as players can do and that coaches can do, even though they don't have a union, is throw the weight of your unions and your voice behind these referees who are trying to unionize. It is a labor conversation. This is not about us having different positions. These people got to eat. They got to be full-time. They got to get their training. They got to do all these other things. This is their job, and I would argue most of those referees want to be good at their job. And so, yeah, the best thing we can do to raise the standards and protect players and refs is to get our weight behind them and help them get unionized so that they can get those things that they need. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say about that. And then I was just going to say, my heart hurts today. It's been a rough couple of weeks, but I don't want to get into that. So,
yeah,
we all know what happened today. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I guess a rave.
Yeah, let's do some raves.
Rave, you thought you were slick. You thought you were going to slot in and not say something? Happy birthday!
No, I really didn't think about it at all. Because it was yesterday. I didn't think about it.
Well, it's happy birthday.
Yes, and thank you. I'm working. I'm not a birthday person, y'all. I'm sorry. But I was intentional. I really went through and tried to reply to everybody who wished me a happy birthday yesterday. If I missed you, it was not for my lack of wanting to... Ooh. Okay, at least it's a Stevie version.
Happy birthday.
But if I did miss you, again, it was not out of malice. It was just out of fatigue. And I'm going to say a blanket thank you to everybody. Now, and I had a good weekend. So
good, you went hiking. You were in the woods.
I got to see my friend of 20 years, who I haven't gotten to see in a long time. And we had
to
touch
grass. We
did, and we just got to talk and be. And that's my soul sister. So, yeah. Even though she's Lily White, she's my soul sister, who still knows nothing about sports, so I appreciate that from her. that was good, and the celebration will continue in Los Angeles, right?
While we're doing it. What are we doing in Los Angeles?
Do you want to go ahead and get the announcement started?
Okay, so yeah, we're going to do the beginning of a series of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to be Shea Butter in the community. You know, when Shea Butter comes to life, it's in your Shea Butter FC, like in your streets. Because, I mean, we got street teams in Gotham, but we also got a situation that's going to happen in Los Angeles. For the Angel City Gotham game, we're collaborating with the Angel City supporter groups.
Yes.
And we're going to do a tailgate where we're going to bring live versions of segments from our show to life.
Yes.
On Christmas Tree Lane. In front of the bank.
I can't believe that's actually called Christmas Tree Lane. That's wild.
It is really called Christmas Tree Lane.
It is, yeah.
Did that be put in Christmas trees? But anyway.
I don't know.
And then, yeah, you're going to see, we got DJs. So DJ Dodge, DJ Rams Killed It. They about to down here
and
bring.
In case y'all think we don't walk our walk, both our DJs are black women, so.
One's a black woman, yes. But just
again, just in case you think we don't put our money where our mouth is, we have a black woman.
It's people color. Yeah. We got black woman DJ, people color. So yeah. You will see. We do this. It's gonna be fun. Cause we're gonna bring segments. We're gonna bring segments to life. You'll see what this will be fun. There'll be games, you'll get to interact, you get to kiss hands, shake babies. Wait.
Shake hands. Please don't shake babies. Please don't do that.
I'm tired. Look, you about to be out here in the streets in the world. So come through, say what's up. And this is not just a one time. It's gonna happen repeatedly. So all that to say, We're trying to grow our community, build community, and yes. most importantly, we're trying to get more Black people engaged and involved in the soccer situation. So not just come in, but actually get involved in supporter culture. And this will tie in into a blog series that is dropping sometime.
Yeah.
That, yeah, it's an elaborate document I wrote. Look at me writing.
Yeah, yeah.
That we will talk about a variety of things in the realm of gatekeeping and how to not do it. And so... yeah, getting involved and getting connected and genuinely connecting back to the community so that whether you the bougie Black homie to the somebody from the round away.
Yes.
Around the way, girl. That's gotta be on the list.
Wow.
We'll be able to do it. And so it's gonna be an east west kind of vibe with southern stuff in between. So yeah, get ready. You're gonna be able to we're gonna do things. We're gonna dance, we're gonna have fun, we're gonna vibe. And you get to see us in person.
Yes. Yes.
And see, you know, see the street team.
Yes.
Also, shout out to the street team. Y'all was
yeah,
out here in the
shout
heat
out, shout
at
out.
Gotham. So shout out Georgia. Shout out Nubia. Shout out JG. Who is JG? You'll find out who JG is soon. And so, shout out for y'all out here in the heat when it was 95 degrees in New York. You know.
Yeah.
Global warming sucks, but
it does. It does. But you know, shout out to y'all and the team is always well not always, but team's growing and so are the moves that we're making. So be on the lookout, pay attention to socials, website, all that fun stuff.
Awesome.
We're out here. We out here trying to bring the culture. So
yes. So yeah. Shout out to shout out to all the culture. So Diaspora United, the tall ones.
Tallest tall.
Shout out to Can I Kick It with Yogi. Shout out to Get With For the Culture, Grego. Shout
yes.
out. Mark, all y'all.
Yes.
Lamont, all y'all. Kaya, happy birthday, early birthday, by the way.
Yeah, it's
Kaya.
Her birthday week too. It's a lot of good birthdays.
Yeah, because she's going,
week.
She's gonna be out here turned, drink high quality liquor. And then 2 Cents, Moby, L, Boss Man Ty, Georgia Nubia, all y'all, everybody. Even people y'all know about yet. All the
yeah.
people. If you believe in us, you see us, squad, Shea Butter FC squad, you're part of the squad, we got you. I think we're almost officially official, so y'all be talking about merch.
Yes.
That's coming. We got other things. We got Patreon. We got all kinds of things coming for you to hit you upside your forehead. So
yes.
prepare yourself.
I've done more paperwork than I've cared to the past couple weeks.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
yes.
But we about to be official, probably starting June. And there's
yes.
other stuff launching that you'll find about soon. But anyway.
All right.
In between time, what are we going to do? We're going to stay hydrated.
Stay melanated.
And we're going to make sure the Black women in your life, in my life, in all lives are celebrated.
And make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
Have a good week.
Have a good week, y'all. Peace.
Also, let me say Bye. Something. Kateri Carl, you had all rights to be upset that your name wasn't on the list. We see you, girl. We got you, family.
Yes.
You do that thing.
And
see
yes.
you qualifiers. Do
so,
what you gotta do.
Celebrate the Black women in your life, particularly when they're good at being petty. Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, yeah, all the time. I mean, and if you're a troll, you can go touch grass.
Yes.
But yeah, whatever. Do what you do. All right, peace.
Peace out, y'all.